So Rafael is going to be talking about Rust in Mercurial. So please give him a welcome.
Hello, everyone. Thank you. I'm going to do one clap because my last talk was out of sync. Thank you. Welcome. I'm going to be talking about the usage of Rust within Mercurial, why we think using Rust is the right choice for us, and why some of the lessons that you might take away from this in your projects. My name is Rafael Gomez. I work at a small company called Octobus. We're a consulting company, and we specialize in version control, and specifically on Mercurial. It is version control software. It happened at the same time as Git. It was created then in 2005, written at the time in Python with a little bit of C. And for this room, it's had Rust extensions since 2018 and a pure Rust FastPath since 2020. I actually gave a presentation on that FastPath in 2020 here. Since then, the amount of Rust that we've had in our code base has grown steadily. This is based off of lines of code, so it's not really the best metric ever, but it gives you a rough idea that Rust is now a pretty significant part of Mercurial. So this is around 500,000 lines of code all included. The C bits have basically not moved that much in the past 10 years, aside from some compatibility stuff, and Rust has kept growing. A version control system is kind of a weird database. I'm going to talk a little bit about the constraints within the project and why we think that Rust is a good fit, specifically because we do stuff that is highly specialized to the data that we are handling. One example of that is Mercurial's manifest. The manifest is a data structure that for each revision, for each commit, it holds the entire list of every file.